श्रीमानरा सार सारंगी
श्रीमानरा
सार
सारंगी
कर्षन वेणु समय गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रीयेश जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन मदन मोहन जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन गोपी नाता मदन मोहन
गोविंद गोपी नाता
श्री गोविंद गोपी नाता मदन मोहन जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन
जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन
जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन गोपी नाता मदन मोहन
गोविंद गोपी नाता
श्री गोविंद गोपी नाता मदन मोहन जय Jayo Radhe, Jayo Krishna, Jayo Vrindavana. Jayo Krishna, Jayo Vrindavana,
Jayo Radhe, Jayo Krishna, Jayo Vrindavana.
Sri Govinda Gopi Natha Madana Mohana.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की, श्री प्रभु भारत की, श्री माधु खांडे जी की, गौर प्रेमानंद जी। During the full moon night of the Sarat season, Lord Sri Krishna, desiring to enjoy his most intimate loving exchanges with his dear most devotees, the gopis of Vrindavan, he stood under the holy Bamsi Bhat tree on the bank of the sacred river Jamuna and played upon his blessed flute. The sweet sound of the fifth note of his flute permeated all of Brajadham, and when it entered through the ears into the hearts of the gopis, they detached themselves utterly from all of the social conceptions of this world. They left all of their securities, their family members, even their prestige in society, and they all roam through the forests of Vrindavan to come to that holy tree of Bamsi Bhat, where they surrender to Sri Krishna. This is considered by Srila Shukadeva Goswami and all of the great acharyas to have been the ultimate intensity of pure surrender for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Gopinath. Vajranath installed the beautiful deity of Gopinath. These three deities are very important to all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Madan Mohan is the Sambandha Murti. It is through Sri Madan Mohan that we establish our relationship with Krishna. Govinda Dev is the Abhideya Murti. It is through worship of Lord Govinda Dev, the actively engaged in those activities based on complete attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. And through this divine process of devotional service, at the ultimate stage of purification, we worship the Prayojanamurti, or Sri Gopinath, in whom we worship with pure unalloyed love, or prema bhakti. This Gopinath Murti was lost for a long period of time, but one great devotee of the name Paramananda Bhattacharya discovered Sri Gopinathji in the earth just before the holy tree of Bamsi Bhat on the bank of Jamuna. The worship was turned over to that great acharya, Sri Madhu Pandit, who was an intimate, loving associate of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. It is explained that when Madhu Pandit saw the beautiful form of Gopinath, he dedicated his life, his soul, his everything to the service and pleasure of his lotus feet. It was through Madhu Pandit that a beautiful temple was built for Radha Gopinath in Vrindavan Dham. It is explained that when Janava Devi, the consort of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, came to Vrindavan, She met all of the devotees and was worshipped by all of them there. And she roamed through the forests of Raja. Just when she was about to depart, she was offering her obeisances of farewell to the principal deities of Vrindavan. And alas, she came to Radha Gopinath's temple. While she was beholding the beautiful darshan of Sri Radha Gopinath, she began to think that the deity of Srimati Radharani is very, very small in comparison to Gopinath. That perhaps it would look more appropriate if she was taller. This thought crossed her mind, but she did not say anything to anyone. Then she observed the Shayana Darshan, and then she went to her residence to take rest. That night in her sleep, Lord Sri Gopinath appeared to her in his most beautiful and charming form, playing upon his flute. And he spoke to Janadadevi. He said, "What you were thinking is correct, that this form of Srimati Radharani in which I appeared with is very small. I order you, when you return to Godadesh, that you should arrange a beautiful murti of Srimati Radharani that will be appropriate to my size to be made." At that time, Srimati Radharani, standing beside Gopinath, began to speak that whatever my beloved Gopinath is speaking is true. Know for certain, this is also my desire. So without haste, prepare another deity of Srimati Radharani to stand to the left of Sri Gopinath. Upon hearing this, Janadadevi awoke from her sleep, and she was very, very joyful. She bid farewell to all the devotees in Vrindavan, and then she returned to Bengal. The place of her residence is a village called Karadaha. And there, she summoned one very great devotee who was a sculptor. His name was Nayana, and she requested him to construct a new deity of Radharani. When Srimati Radharani was complete, Janadadevi called for many of her intimate associates. One was Parameshwar Thakur. Parameshwar Thakur was one of the closest associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is one of the 12 Gopals. In Krishna Leela, he was one of the 8 principal Sakas named Arjuna. She gave Parameshwar 700 coins and beautiful gifts of jewels and ornaments and cloth. And she told him, along with an entourage of other great devotees, to carry the deity of Srimati Radharani to Vrindavan. She hired a boat, and when all the devotees and Sri Radharani boarded on the boat, Sri Janava Ishwari, with folded palms, began to pray to Lord Gopinath. She prayed, "Please bring your Srimati Radharani to Vrindavan. Bring her to you very quickly and without any difficulty." As she offered this heartfelt prayer, the boat departed. Janadadevi wrote a letter to Srinivas Acharya that the boat would be stopping in Navadvip for one day, and then it would proceed to Katwa. Katwa is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the order of sannyas When Srinivasacharya received this news, he and his associates very quickly went to Katra. And when the boat arrived, Srinivas was there to greet Srimati Radharani and her servants. Along with Srinivasacharya was the great king, Virambir, who previously was a leader of dacoits, but by the mercy of Srinivas became a pure Vaishnava. Also, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, Gokulananda, many great Mahabhagavats were there to greet Srimati Radharani and their devotees. When King Virambir saw the loving spirit of all the Vaishnavas dealing with one another together, his heart was overwhelmed with ecstatic joy. Parameshwar Thakur invited Srinivas upon the boat, and there he explained the story of his journey. When Srinivasacharya saw the beautiful form, his heart was overwhelmed with love. He offered 100 coins, and he offered beautiful ornaments and cloths. Then Parameshwar invited all of the other devotees onto the boat and presented to them the opportunity to have the beautiful darshan of Sri Radharani. In this way, all the Vaishnavas had a wonderful festival in Katra and began the beautiful Sankirtan of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Throughout the night, they chanted and they danced in the beautiful kirtan, the Maha Mantra, and the songs and glorification of Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna. The next morning, the boat departed. It arrived in Vrindavan without any difficulty. When that boat arrived in Vrindavan, all of the great devotees of Raja were there to greet Srimati Radharani and her associates. With very, very grateful hearts, they were again and again thanking Janava Devi for making this wonderful arrangement for the pleasure of Sri Gopinath. Then there was a grand festival, a wonderful celebration, where Srimati Radharani was installed on the left side of Sri Gopinathji. Shortly after this, Janava Devi, being anxious to see her beloved Lord Sri Gopinath, she came again to Vrindavan. When she arrived in Vrindavan, she immediately rushed to the temple of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and there, with great love, she beheld the beautiful darshan of Sri Gopinathji, standing in his threefold bending form, playing upon his flute, with Srimati Radharani, both on his left side as well as his right side. After offering prayers to the Lord, she offered wonderful gifts that she brought from Gaudadesh for the pleasure of the deities. Then she cooked a wonderful feast with her own loving hands for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. After which she went to visit Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Govindaji, those deities that are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. We read throughout the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature the supreme importance of this deity, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Through prayer and worship of this deity, we gradually are given the highest perfection of pure love. So we are very, very fortunate today to have this most blessed opportunity of standing before the Supreme Deity in the hearts of all of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us all pray at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath that we could all eternally aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayor Das 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 Das. Gopi Bharatur, Gopinath, mean the same thing, the Lord of the Gopis. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal desire to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Gopinath. So now let us celebrate the beautiful Arshi of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Sri Radha Gopinath Ki.
All devotees are welcome to come and have darshan of Madhu Pandit's personal dress that he wore when he was present on the planet. It is part of his paraphernalia, and therefore on the absolute platform it is not different from him. So all devotees can come and have darshan of his sacred dress. Prabhu says that by having darshan of Govindaji, one becomes free from all material attachments. So he wants to know, when will it happen? Will it happen in the very same life? And under what conditions will it happen? Very good question. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that if one has even a slight association with any of the five potent forms of devotional service, he will awaken ecstatic love of Godhead. Earlier, Srila Rupa Goswami had given the definition of sadhana bhakti. And sadhana bhakti are practices performed with the mind and the senses by which bhava bhakti is awakened. So by even a slight performance of any of the five potent forms of devotional service, one can awaken ecstatic love of Godhead, provided, and this is the crucial point, provided one does not commit offenses. So one of the symptoms of one who has developed ecstatic love of Godhead is that he becomes free from material desires. He becomes free from material attachment. It is called virakti. So if we can have darshan of Govindaji, chant the holy name, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with the devotees, and reside in the holy place without committing offenses, then very quickly we can achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. But if we do commit offenses, and in the beginning we do, the result is the opposite in one sense, that we become filled with material desires. We have the great example of Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri had one disciple named Ramchandra Puri, who was very envious. He was envious of Lord Chaitanya and the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and criticized him. So when Madhavendra Puri was on the verge of death, he was reciting one prayer that, "Oh, my dear friend, O Lord of Mathura, when will I meet you again? I could not meet you and I could not attain Mathura, so how unfortunate I am." So Ramchandra Puri, not able to appreciate the ecstatic mood of Madhavendra Puri in separation, dared to criticize him and advise him by saying that you should not lament Brahmabhuta Prasanatma Nasochatina Kangshati. You should not lament, but you should be fixed in Brahman and you should be peaceful. So Madhavendra Puri, who was in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani in separation when Lord Krishna went to Mathura, he rebuked Ramchandra Puri that, "I am already unhappy because I could not achieve Krishna. And now this fool has come to tell me about Brahman, so I am doubly unhappy." So he said, "Get out. I never want to see you again." So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that after offending his spiritual master, Ramchandra Puri became filled with material desires. And material desires include not only desires for sense gratification, but also desires for impersonal liberation. And he in particular became filled with the desire to merge into Brahman. And he became envious of Vaishnavas, and he committed more and more offenses. So this is the condition, that we should be offenseless, then our devotional practices will bring quick results. But even if we commit offenses by bad habit, bad conditioning, bad association, still the chanting of the holy name and the other processes will work, but they will take more time.